Hello everyone, welcome back to my series When Your Child is 7. Yeah, last week we talked about daily routines, and this week we want to talk about screen time. So screen time, you know, there have been so many hot discussions about screen time here and there, how many hours your child should stay watching TV and all that. So I'm going to talk about my personal view on the topic and the way I have the way I practice it at home, you know, what I've been able to do with my son and all that, how I've been able to manage the whole digital age thing with him. So welcome back, I hope you enjoyed this. So back to what we're discussing, I personally, you know, I personally stopped television some years back. I think 3 years ago, I just stopped watching television in the house. What led to that decision is basically because I couldn't monitor a whole lot on the television. You know, once, okay, I'm putting on Bluey, for example, for him. Yeah, I like Bluey. I'm putting on Bluey for him, example, and immediately Bluey is done, Vampirina comes on, and immediately Vampirina comes on, another one comes on. I have no I can't, you know, control the shows that comes on the screens for my son. And then I also noticed that even when it's no longer screen time for him, okay, yeah, can I go to bed, when he goes to his room and I'm now watching adult content, things that I want to watch in the parlor or in the sitting room or in the bedroom, he can still hear, you know, he can still hear what's happening on the television and then imagine all sorts in his head. And he'll, even if he's not sitting right there with you watching the TV, he's actually watching it because he's hearing the audio and he's forming visuals in his head. How did I get to understand? So there's this reality show, Big Brother Naija, that I usually like. So I'll be watching it. So one day, I don't watch it with him present. So one day, I was having a discussion with my friend, and then, you know, I made mention of a name, and then he concurred. He knew who it was. And I'm like, but you don't watch it with me. How did you get to know this? You know, I listen. And you see, children, we underestimate children a whole lot. We underestimate them. Even adult conversations, you know, I'll be having a conversation with somebody over the phone or talking to a friend, and subsequently, maybe 2 weeks later, and I'm talking about, or, you know, regarding that, and I'm not getting my facts right, my son corrects me and I'm like, what? Were you there? How did you know? Who do you know? I know now. You were talking to so-so-so-so-so person on the phone. You said so-so-so-so-so thing. But you were not there. I was not talking to you, you know. So we underestimate these children. You know, their creative mind is, wow. I can't imagine. So they have this memory that, you know, you can't, don't underestimate them. So I personally now decided that, okay, I'm going to lead by example. I'm going to, you know, I can't say I watch TV and my son won't watch TV. It doesn't make sense. And it still kills the whole thing. I can't say, okay, you watch TV 2 hours, me, I watch TV 2 hours. It won't still make sense because he's still going to listen on my on the distance. It's not like the house is very big that, okay, I have to reduce the volume and then he's upstairs, he will not hear. It's just a mini flat. So definitely he will hear. And I cannot plug earpiece in the television and listen to it. So basically I had to now actually stop watching television because of him. Yeah, I just had to stop watching TV because of him. So that was it. And then I was able to now limit screen time. It was quite difficult at first, but, you know, continuous thing, it stopped. And then we now limited it. So what did I do? Yeah, I cannot just stop him from You know, what we know, everybody's sure, is that visual learning is the fastest way to learn. It tells them create these ideas, and then they tend to not forget easily what has been taught. So what did I do? I got this app. I'm very, very going to recommend this app to everybody. I shout, I scream them. This is not a paid advert. I recommend the app every time to anybody I see. You know, for children within the ages of, I think from 1 year to 5 years, it's Khan Academy. You know, I love Khan Academy. So I introduced him to Khan Academy. I initially introduced him to YouTube Kids, but at a point, I didn't understand the content that was popping up there. So I personally would pick a content for him to watch. And the auto replay afterwards will now bring up something else. So if I'm not there looking, something weird can pop up. So I had to delete YouTube Kids for him. So I basically just concentrated on Khan Academy at that point. Then, you know, when I used gadgets, there's, you know, there are ways you control gadgets here. Maybe you put off the data. Put off the data. I always put off the data. Once or limit the data. Then luckily, iPhones used to have this on-screen stuff where they can't, you know, leave that page and go to another app. So I did a whole lot of scrutiny so that he doesn't wander around. And then one thing, you know, with laptops and gadgets, make sure it's clean. So now, laptops and gadgets, make sure it's clean. Because I had a story of a child, you know, who used the aunt's laptop, you know, to do coding, which is okay. He was doing Scratch, you know, and then, you know, kids' curiosity, he wandered around navigating things in the laptop, and he found himself in a folder where there were pornographic contents there. So now, who is at fault here? The auntie must have hidden that folder for a reason and then gave the child the laptop. Go and learn. And then the child is learning, and of course, curiosity, trying to understand, how does this thing work? What and what is in this thing? How do I use this thing outside what the Scratch? And then he wandered into it. So I always recommend, when you're using, giving your child any gadget, be it phone, be it tab, be it anything, format it. Make sure it's clean. Don't assume, oh, I've hidden it, I've passworded it, I have stored it in the cloud. Clear everything. Make sure it's super duper clean. So that's what I did to control the screen time. So now screen time turned into learning time. And I noticed a whole lot of difference in the way he sees things, in the way he talks, in the way he understands things. You know, even when he's being taught in class, because he had already had this visual content, he has already watched it on Khan Academy, he has watched it, so he kind of understood better what the teacher was teaching. So I turned my screen time into educational time, which also enabled us, you know, go through a whole lot of mathematics, science, you know, wide range of activities. And then creative writing was also easier, because there is this thing Khan does. They kind of give them books to read over there and all that. So his early reading started very, very early. So I always recommend Khan. So after he was 5, 6 years, 7 years, we now swapped into YouLesson app. I know you've not heard, or you've heard, the YouLesson app is great. I recommend it everywhere, anytime. Do you understand? So YouLesson app was able to now, when he had graduated from Khan, you know, Khan had an adult app, but I don't think he is so adult. You know, I don't think he had gotten to the age to make use of the app. So I moved to YouLesson, which was like he's in the classroom, but with visuals. So the lesson reached in the cap. So now, basically, screen time is your lesson time. Then we then have movie nights. You get, so movie night is like a treat. We do that on Saturdays. We have movie night Saturday, Sunday, depending on what we're watching. I personally would download movies. I personally watch movies, and then both of us would. And mostly movies we tend to watch are book based, so we do a lot of reading. So I buy books, he reads them, and then we go and watch the movie about the book. So that is mostly what we do. And luckily, it's not like then when we were growing up where we had limited shows to watch. It could be the same topic, yeah, but we have different shows. Okay, for example, let's give you an example. Matilda, I think by Raf, yeah, Raf. We read the book and then we watched the movie. And luckily, we also watched the movie again because Matilda has musical, Matilda has the movie, Matilda has the cartoon. So we have a whole lot to watch, and then there are different, you know, discussions we would have after the movie. Oh yeah, what was different between the movie and the book? What was different? What did they miss? What did they add? What did they, you know, we tend to talk about a whole lot. So we now have movie nights, we have screen time, you know, and then we also have reading. So now with our screen time, I didn't actually say no screen time or 1 or 2 hours screen time. I focused on what is he watching more than how many hours is he staring at the screen. So that's what I focused on. What he's watching, not how long he's watching. So that's basically the moral of today's episode. What you're watching, not how long you're watching. So if you focus on the right things, you get the right result. For children, it worked for me. I don't know if it's going to work for you, but I would always advise that, you know, shouting about, because, you know, there is this thing that happens, you know, especially with the bad ones, things that you don't want your child to get to know. It can happen in a split second and it's stuck. So now you've spent years teaching your child good morals, good this, good that. And just a flash, 2 seconds maximum of maybe pornographic content or, you know, naked girls or anything could change your years of hard work. So I got to understand this, and it has always been the, you know, just one contact with a bad friend can actually spoil years of your hard work. So you need to guard them, try till their minds are matured enough to take certain decisions, to know, oh, this is wrong, this is very wrong. At this point of their formative years, we need to be super duper careful about certain things. So this is what I wanted to talk about, screen time, focusing on what they are watching, not how many hours they are watching. So I hope you learned something from what I said today. If you have questions, of course, I would also love it if you would drop it. And then there is this other thing, yeah, don't allow them watch it alone, you know, that movie, you know, that cartoon, or, you know, that treat you're giving them, don't allow them watch alone, you know, because I've gone to cinemas to watch cartoons with him. I will follow you everywhere. Anything you want to watch, I'll be there. I basically follow him almost everywhere to watch certain things. And then before I allow you watch it solo, I must have watched it solo. So I would have watched it alone by myself, and I've concurred, okay, all the parts of this movie, it's okay. Before I will now give it to you. And of course, we have Google. So if you don't have time, for parents who work, you don't have time to, you know, watch the movie before you give it to them, you can actually Google the movie. You know, what is, can kids watch this? Are there any screens? Of course, definitely. We have Quora. We have so many apps on. You can Google and then find out whether that movie is appropriate for your child. Whether it's okay. What lessons is it going to learn after the movie? You can actually Google it before they watch it. Do you understand? Then, screen time. For those who are using laptop, you know, kids are quite tender. So definitely get them the ultra ray glasses, because if they are going to stay and watch and press the laptop for a long time, you have to protect their eyes. So definitely get them glasses. Don't leave them to the, you know. So that is it. That's what I have to say today. I hope we all encourage good habits and raise our champions very well. Thank you. It was nice having you here. I hope you learned one or two things from me. Thank you. Bye-bye. See you next week. Thank you.